Dave Johnson, Pearl Technology, comes in once a week, makes fun of us, and then leaves. And on Friday last week, I called him after I gave up personal information, and he literally said to me, you're not very good at this, are you? And I said, no, I'm not. Hi, Dave.
What I told you was go to the bank, take out all your cash,
yeah,
set it on your front porch,
yeah,
and then just let people have it.
Let's get rid of the middleman. All right, I want to talk about overemployed. This is a very interesting concept to me. What is it?
It is. So it works best with knowledge workers, people like computer programmers. It's having more than one full-time job at the same time.
Without each knowing the other?
Without the other one knowing. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you're an electrician, it's probably not going to work out. You and Danny, you're not going to get to do this. But people...
Oh, we can do it. I can change my name to... This could be the Steve and Larry show somewhere else in Des Moines or something.
You're going to have to work out the commercial breaks exactly right.
You mean actually simultaneously.
Wow.
So I'm over here doing on that laptop, and then over here I'm...
So here's how it works. Okay. So let's say I'm a computer programmer and I'm working for your company.
Got it.
And I decide I also want to be a computer programmer and work for Danny's company.
All right.
So in my case, let's say I'm really good at this. I'm making $150K a year at Caleb's place.
Right.
And I say, you know what? I could make a lot more money. I'm going to take a little bit lower position, be like a mid-tier programmer for $125K.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to have two of those jobs. So now I do two jobs that are really kind of below my skill level just so I can keep up. And I'm making $250K instead of being at the top of my game making $150K.
Let me ask you what Danny asked me, and I agree with this question completely.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
but you don't. You, the employer, mm-hmm. you don't own me.
Well, unless
I can do whatever
though,
I want to do.
But it depends on what the job is, because if you're working for someone who may be a competitor or whatever.
Yeah, I can see a competitor. Yeah, but if I'm doing both jobs well, what difference is it?
Well, people got side hustles now.
Yeah. Well, they do.
But it's not. Is it the simultaneous thing that they're...
Well, I mean, we could go into a deep philosophical discussion here.
By the way, while we're doing that, let me get my Avon products out for you to look at while we're doing this.
Do you want to be the best at what you do? And make decent money, or do you want to be...
This is a conversation we need to have over a beer.
Somebody with questionable morals and ethics and make twice as much money.
What if you're doing a good job, but the market and the company looks around and goes, oh, we only have to pay him this, and you know you're worth double.
Yeah,
you guys are working for two radio stations. I know you are.
Taking advantage of the guy. The company, I'm going to turn your mic off. The company is saying, oh, we're getting Danny for 125? Oh, man, that's a bargain because he's worth 150.
Oh, he's worth at least 200.
We're going to take a complete advantage of it.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm on the side of the double employed guy.
Me too.
They're going to start catching you because Equifax has a new product out. It's called the Work Number. It's a software package. What it does is supplies employers with a lot of data about payroll, Social Security number checks.
Boo.
So Equifax ran it against their own people, and they caught 25 employees and 283 contractors that were overemployed working for
them.
And
so what happened? Did they fire them?
They did, and they saved $3.2 million because they said, we'd rather have people that only work for us.
Why? That's what I want to know. I know you can't answer for Equifax, but why? Were they doing the job? Or if they weren't doing the job, I get it.
Okay, so let's take it one step further, because not everybody just overemploys one job.
By the way, our boss right now is having a heart attack.
Yeah. I'm calling him right after this and say, do they leave in the same car and head towards Chicago? Because I've been listening to another radio station. But $3.2 million they saved. Now, some people are doing this. They got 6, 7, 8, 10 jobs. So it's not always just,
This is a wild concept, though.
Well, but here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
The person that's doing that very skilled.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay, but right?
It's so all because of work from home and COVID. Yeah, remember, yeah, like three yeah. years ago, you said, Dave, let's talk about things, yeah. how to work from home with
right.
COVID.
And stay safe. And
we missed the boat. We should have been telling people how to make more money.
But if the person's really skilled, oh, I'm firing them and replace them. Well, it's hard to find people who are that skilled.
And you also had to be really organized, which means Dan and I will never do that.
Yeah. And not many meetings. Because if there's a lot of meetings, you got trouble.
Yeah.
Good to see you, man. Dave Johnson, Pearl Technology.